All right, time for Joe Smith on a Monday morning, as Joe always checks in with us to recap a very, very busy weekend. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
How are we doing, Glass? Morning, Margaret.
Good morning, Joe.
Glad you had a good trip east.
Thank you very much. I hope you had a nice weekend as well.
He had a great weekend. He came back 4-0.
There we go.
We can count the times that's happened, Joe. That's 5 in a row for the program. That's also good news. But we'll talk about the Hoosiers coming up at 8:45. Here at 7:45, we review the Monroe County Sports Spotlight, and it was shining brightly on the South Golfers in regional play over the weekend on Saturday, Joe. And for the first time, the team is heading back to the state tournament. Was that 4 years it's been since they've been together as a team? Tell me what we missed as the South Panthers advance to the state championships coming up this weekend.
Well, Dustin Carver's South girls golf team, they couldn't have bookended the week any better. It started with them winning the sectional back on Monday of last week, finishing then second to number one Evansville North in the Washington Regional on Saturday to qualify to state as a team, and that was goal number one for this Panther squad, led Saturday by Cherise Otter and Emma Fisher, Cherise losing a playoff for the regional medalist honor after a 1-under 71. Emma fired a 73. Cindy Bamba, Lindsay Bamba, 88, 91, respectively. Betsy Beggs, a 96, a 323 aggregate. That was 27 shots better than what they had at Country Oaks, the layout down in Montgomery back in August at the Hall of Fame Classic. Play now opens this week at Prairie View. The girls will get in a practice round on Thursday. So congrats out to the purple and white Link ladies. North finished 12th. Team medalist was Kalina Abraham with an 85. And Edgewood's Megan Higgins, the school's first regional qualifier in 11 years, finished her junior year with an 89. Will Moriarty's fourth-ranked South Panthers blitzed Terre Haute South on the road 31-7 to move to 6-0 on the year. Gavin Yeske, 3 touchdown passes, 236 yards. Defense forced 4 turnovers, including 2 picks from Luke Barrow. Panthers host Terre Haute North Friday night at 7:30 in our broadcast game. South now 4-0 in Conference Indiana as they continue the march towards that championship. North shoots for its first Conference Indiana win at Franklin Central in a 7:30 game at winless Franklin Central. Edgewood is out to now snap a 3-game losing skid. They'll host Brown County Friday night in the annual Hoof and Talon Trophy game. Conference Indiana titles were up for grabs in soccer Saturday here in town. Both South teams wound up third. Perry Meridian handing Kevin Sparks, ninth-ranked Panthers, its first loss, losing on PKs. And then the Panthers shut out Bloomington North 1-0 for third. Perry Meridian, by the way, won it all, beating Columbus North 1-0. Perry Meridian also beat Ian Rickerby South girls 3-1. The Panther girls, though, came back for a 2-1 win over Columbus North. Terre Haute North was the girls' Conference Indiana winner, 2-1 over Perry Meridian out at Cars. Tony Stark's North girls finished fifth overall. They beat Southport 1-0 and Terre Haute South 3-1 in that fifth-place game. By the way, the 22nd annual Boys and Girls Soccer Sectionals open up next week. South, the defending three-time champion, drew Edgewood at B&L and appear headed toward another meeting with Bloomington North in the semis, the Cougars drawing the bye. North will host the girls' sectional next week. Edgewood caught the bye. It'll be South Owen Valley, B&L, and Bloomington North in the first round games next week. The South girls will be out for the three-peat as well in that one. Tonight, by the way, the regular season boys' action. Bloomington South is home to Columbus East at 7:30. Edgewood will host Lighthouse Christian in girls' action. Edgewood plays at B&L. Elsewhere, Ken Heidinger's 10th-ranked North Cougar tennis netters closed the regular season 15-1. They shut out Clarksville Providence 5-0 on Saturday on Seniors Day. Now the march toward a state championship, maybe the state tournament run, begins on the Cougar home courts Thursday, a sectional title now to defend for the 10th-ranked Cougars. Klaus Hagen's North volleyballers took third at the Artesian Classic in Martinsville. Claire Taylor and Julie Wood and Haley Stoltz all had solid efforts in wins for Fishers, Southmont, and Indianapolis Chatard. The girls will start the week 14-8. Samantha Ginther's 24th-ranked girls cross-country Panthers ran a solid second to number 3 Homestead at the New Haven Classic over the weekend. Madison McMullen was 7th overall. Evan Franklin finished 3rd for Larry Williams' crew. The Panther boys finished 8th. By the way, elsewhere, the 20th-ranked Charlie Worth and Coach Cougars had a 10th-place finish at the Culver Invitational. Justin Helmer's 22nd-ranked girls were 12th, and the regular season will be winding up tomorrow. It's the big Monroe County meet out on the IU Champ Course, North-South Edgewood, Lighthouse Christian will be competing. The sectional for the boys and girls in cross-country coming up October the 10th at B&L. Well, don't forget, In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6, followed by In the Red Zone from 7 until 7:45. That's ahead of tonight's Monday night matchup. Green Bay looking for its 3rd in a row, home to Kansas City. Kickoff here on the airwaves at 8:30.
Great stuff as always, Joe. Congratulations to the Colts. They get off the schneid. We'll do plenty of Colts football tonight, along with plenty of Hoosier football. Zach Osterman from the Indy Star will join us just after 8:05 to put things in perspective as well. And we'll go inside the Hoosiers coming up at 8:45.
Yep.
Joe, busy weekend there. Good job, Todd Yeagley's crew. They get back on track in the Big Ten winners yesterday evening at Northwestern. So exciting stuff to talk about there. We'll do it coming back at 8:45.
Sounds good, my friend.
All
we'll be here.
There's Margaret Fetty.
Good morning.
It is Monday morning, just in front of 8:45. We bring in our good friend and Hall of Famer, Joe Smith. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
And top of the morning on a Monday.
Good morning, Joe.
Margaret,
the
back
sun
to get
is
to work after a little trip east.
Yep, the sun is out and everything is good. And then Glass talks about this wonderful Trojan horse, and we had that kind of food when I was out there. It was amazing. So I'm going to have to get over
Hungry
there.
Hungry Mondays, Joe.
Yep, I'm going to have to get over there.
Well, the Hoosiers are staying hungry. They took the show on the road to Winston-Salem, North Carolina on Saturday to take on the Demon Deacons.
Yep.
And anytime you can come home from your first road game of the season with a W, and anytime you can start the season with 4 consecutive victories, there is plenty of positives here on a Monday morning for the Cream and Crimson.
Well, it winds up as a perfect September, a 4-0 start for the first time in a quarter century as the progression continues for Coach Kevin Wilson's football Hoosiers, 31-24 winners at Wake Forest. We talked about pressure improving a lot of different things with an improving defense back on Friday, and Indiana came through with improvement, obviously. It continues to get a little bit better in a lot of different departments defensively. It's a second pick six of the season, for instance, by Tony Fields there in the fourth quarter. Season highs posted in tackles for loss and sacks, 8 and 6 respectively. Linebackers Tigray Scales and Marcus Oliver had 16 total tackles, 3 sacks and 3 tackles for loss combined. Great momentum headed into the Big Ten opener with the top-ranked and defending national champion, Ohio State Buckeyes, who've now won 17 games consecutively. So the momentum generated Saturday, closing out a spotless September. It couldn't have come at a better time, what with the start of the new season looming ahead for the football Hoosiers. Jordan Howard posted his 8th straight 100-yard rushing game dating back to his UAB days, and he set a perfect slate of those as a Hoosier. Another 200-yard-plus day teaming with Divine Redding for the 3rd time this season. The Hoosiers going over the 200-yard rushing mark. 5 Big Ten teams are 4-0, 2 of them head-to-head here Saturday at 3:30 on ABC. It's the opportunity. That's what the Hoosiers have out in front of them this week. Hopefully a great week of practice, and then the defending national champs. Couldn't get any better. Week 1, both teams 4-0. Well, Matty Latino knocked in a couple of goals, and Indiana completed in field hockey an unbeaten sweep of 16th-ranked Iowa, 3-1, and Sunday they beat number 14 Northwestern just for good measure, 3-2. So here sits Amanda Janney's Hoosiers off to a 2-0 start, riding now a 3-game win streak. The Hoosiers hadn't won multiple games in a season since 2011 and hadn't won back-to-back conference games in 6 years. They'll be home to Kent State on Friday, and then back on the road to Michigan they go on Sunday. We'll have Amanda in on the Sports Talk Tuesday night to talk a little about her team gelling at the right time of year. And mentioning gelling, Todd Yeagley's Soccer Hoosiers got that important first Big Ten win Sunday, winning at Northwestern 1-0, in control most of the way in this one. Andrew Gutman had his first collegiate goal as Tanner Thompson recorded his Big Ten leading sixth assist of the season. Colin Webb made a couple of saves Sunday to record his fourth whitewash of the year, and that was his 14th career shutout. Indiana plays a midweek game against the St. Louis Billikens on Wednesday night. In women's soccer, Indiana lost to 18th-ranked Minnesota back on Friday, 3-1. Freshman Hannah Johnson had her first career goal. Indiana's home to Iowa Friday night. Lynn Loring's tennis queens went unbeaten in singles on the final day of the Hoosier Classic, as IU on the varsity courts went 7-0 Sunday. Three Hoosiers went 3-0 for the entire weekend. Paula Gutierrez, along with Madison Appel and Sarah Barron. Congrats out to Lynn's crew. And after seven straight wins, Sherry Dunbar-Cruzan's volleyballers had a rough trip through the state of Michigan. Opening up the Big Ten season, IU lost both of its matches at Michigan State and Michigan. IU will host Maryland Friday and Rutgers Saturday night, opening up the home Big Ten portion of the season at UGym. And Indiana will host rival Purdue a week from Wednesday to get this year's Indiana Governor's Cup Series rolling. By the way, Mike Mayer's Hoosier golfers are 10th at the Wyndham Classic up in Glencoe, Illinois. Keegan Bale led Indiana with a 3-over par score of 145. That's through two rounds. They'll finish up a little bit later today. Finishing up week number three of the NFL season in the zone, Dave and Glass in your phone calls at 6, followed by In the Red Zone from 7 until 7:45. That ahead of tonight's Monday night game. Chiefs are 1-1. Playing at Lambeau Field against Green Bay, looking for a 3-0 start. Kick here on the airwaves tonight will be at 8:30.
All right, Joe, great job as always. Jordan Spieth is $23 million richer as he won the $10 million bonus on top of the $1.4 million in change at the Tour's Championship yesterday at Eastlake. Four rounds in the 60s, caps a fantastic year, two major championships and the Tour Championship. He'll be your player of the year,
well,
hardly surprised.
You add all that up, $22 million, and he has $1 million a year, isn't it? $22 million this season?
Not bad. Not bad at all.
For a 22-year-old?
Not bad at all.
Well,
22
well
years of age, the youngest player ever to win five times on tour. Yep,
well.
Tiger was 23 when he won five times. So, again, set the bar a little bit higher.
Yep.
And great stuff there. Colts win. That's hardly a surprise. The way they did it was in surprising comeback fashion. Dave and I will break all that down tonight. Plus the Hoosiers, 6 to 7:45. A busy night in the zone and in the red zone. Joe, great job as always. Happy
Alrighty.
Monday. 4-0. Happy Monday.
Have a great week, everybody.
Joe Smith, every Friday morning and Monday morning, 7:45 and 8:45.